the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Day three of the Great Escape Festival in Brighton. And one of the bands playing today are playing twice, actually. Picture this. Household name in Ireland and over here in Brighton for the Great Escape Festival, and we're outside the Comedia venue among some bins, some dry mixed recyclables in the horizon there. Jimmy and Ryan, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Not bad.
Good, man.
Yeah, what time did you get in this morning?
Well, we got here at around 8:45, which was extremely early. Haven't seen a clock at that time in a long time. But got here, it was great, weather is nice. Soundcheck was good, so yeah, we're ready for the day.
Cool. First time in Brighton?
Yeah, first time in Brighton, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. You got any plans to have a walk around, look around?
Yeah, we had a walk around yesterday. Yeah. Went to the Brighton Pier and stuff, won a teddy in a teddy machine. Yeah, spent a fortune, spent like £20 on a teddy machine for a teddy that was like 5 centimetres.
That is how to get you. That is literally how to get you. Yeah.
I got that. It's an addiction.
Sunny yesterday as well, and it is again today. Are you kind of getting into the Great Escape spirit? Have you been to any band yesterday?
We tried to go to Sigrid because we're big fans of Sigrid. We saw her at South by Southwest, but we couldn't get in. The queue was too big, so we just kind of stood there and listened to her from outside, and then went to the pier and spent a fortune. Yeah, but sir. That's kind of it so far. There's other bands playing today that we might check out since we're here all day. So
yeah. So you mentioned you're playing two gigs today, both around kind of 30 minutes each. Now, you've got a kind of collection of songs so far. Are you going to be playing those, playing any new ones?
We'll probably just play a lot of... we only got 30 minutes, so, and we have an EP yet, so we'll play our EP and we'll play a couple of other ones as well. But yeah, like 30-minute sets for us are good because we can just fit in all the tunes that we'd usually play, like, you know, and it's great, it's grand.
So this festival is kind of for new music, new bands, kind of up-and-coming bands. You guys got together in 2015, which is not that long ago. You met through Facebook. Well, that's just what the story says. Just explain what happened.
Kind of, yeah. Well, we've always known each other because we grew up in a town called Atai in Kildare, where we're from. We still live, which is a very small town. I'm trying to size this little area here. So we always knew each other. We were in the same school and everything, but Jimmy was like 2 years ahead of me. But I was never really into music. Then I just... got into music, put a song on Facebook, and it was Take My Hand, just my friend recorded it on my phone, and Jimmy seen it, and Jimmy has his own studio, and Jimmy texted me on Facebook, and he was like, you have to come out to my studio tomorrow, and record this song, there's something really special about it, so we did, and then Jimmy turned it into an anthem altogether, because I just had 4 chords, melody, I had the song, and then Jimmy just turned it into the anthem that it is, and we were just doing that for the crack, like, just... We weren't even a band at the time, like, it was just two lads. There was a song there that we both thought was special, and obviously it was, and then we put it up on Facebook and it went viral everywhere, and then we had no choice but to be a band then. We were kind of forced into it, so we just kept writing songs, and now we're here, yeah.
So when you heard that song for the first time, the finished product in the studio, did you kind of think, wow, this is something, or?
Yeah.
I was blown away, because it was the first time I've ever had a song that I wrote, like, produced like that, because obviously I was only after starting to play guitar, that's why it's literally a G chord the whole song. So I was only after learning how to play guitar, and so for me to hear the song back like that, Jimmy just turned it into an anthem, because I don't really have the vision for the production side of things. I just write the words and the melody, and that's my job, and then Jimmy always just gets the vibe of the lyrics and matches the music too, and he did it perfectly with Take My Hand, and he's every time since as well, so I was blown away with that song. Yeah.
So how long have you been in production for then? Did you kind of teach yourself how to do it, or have you kind of looked into it more?
I kind of taught myself how to do it, but I have experience being in studios and playing on a lot of other albums over the past few years, and having my own studio and recording a lot, just practice and loads and loads. This was the first time I actually took it really seriously and actually like went in with a mindset of like, I'm going to really make this sound as best as I can, and thankfully it did. Never looked back.
So it must be quite an interesting dynamic then, because you kind of do most of the writing and kind of lyrics and stuff, and then you kind of take a different angle or a different look at it in terms of production and kind of the overall sound of it. Does it take quite a while to develop a song then, or is it quite quick?
No, it's very, very quick. I write the song in 5 minutes every time. It's never been any longer than that. Give it to Jimmy, and Jimmy usually has it done in a day. Yeah. And then I write the song in my bedroom, record it on my phone, send it to Jimmy, and then Jimmy comes up with all the music, puts it to it, and then the both of us come together at the end and mix it and just make some slight changes, but they're always done very, very quickly. But that's why they're connecting with people. I always say that's why they connect with people, because people spend weeks and months writing a song, and it's just absolute. Exactly how I was feeling in the moment I wrote the song is exactly what comes out in the song at the end. So that's why it connects with people, because there's nothing fake, or there's nothing
contrived
about the song. Yeah.
It's quite raw, because I listen to some of your songs. You're talking about kind of drinking, partying, kind of that kind of stuff. You wrote one of the songs when you had a hangover.
Yeah.
How many songs do you have in the can now at the moment?
There's a lot of songs. We just recorded an album. We have about 50 songs.
Really?
More. Yeah, definitely. Produced 20.
Yeah, 20.
Is there some of those that kind of stand out? Do you think there's another Take My Hand on the cards, or?
10 Take My Hands. On, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But a lot of those songs were like, a lot of them are on the album were written as well. Some of them were written when we first got together, so they're just, and like every song, like I've heard you say this before as well, Ryan, that like if the song, if it's not good enough from the very start, we're not going to like pursue it at all.
Yeah.
Because there's no point, you know, like you said, if Ryan said, if you can't hear someone singing a back, like, and I'm the same, like, if I don't get the special feeling off it, like, there's no point in doing it. I think some people try and sometimes, like, bait a song into shape, like, you know what I mean? They try and make it a good song, when if it doesn't have the magic from the start, you know, it's never going to have the magic.
So you don't want to waste time on it.
Yeah, we just concentrate on trying to make the songs as best as possible, you know, and pursuing good ideas, you know, instead of wasting time, you know, so.
And would it Take My Hand now, it won the RTE Choice Music Prize, which, fair play, that's a big achievement for a band that's just kind of got together, really. Yeah. Were you taken aback by how much kind of radio play it got, and how well it went down in the mainstream kind of music industry?
Yeah, I was, because I've never thought about radio when I was writing that song, or any song, for that matter. So, it never even entered my mind, because as I said, I was so new to music when that song came out, and I still am. When that song came out especially, I was so fresh to music. So I didn't know what's going to happen. Like, the song blew up on Facebook, and that alone, I was like, Jesus, what the hell? Like, in fairness, I actually didn't see how special that song was in the beginning. My friend made me put that song up on Facebook, and then Jimmy made me go to a studio. And then I was like, then I heard it, I was like, okay, this is good. And then it blew up on Facebook, and then it's all over the radio, and it's an anthem now. Anytime, it's always played in like our local nightclub and stuff like that. It's a chant now. It's a chant in a pub, because it's someone in the crowd just shouts "Take My Hand," and then everybody starts singing. And I've walked by it a million times, and people don't even know. Like, so it's amazing. Yeah, but we're delighted for the radio. For every song we've put out has been amazing. Their support has been phenomenal from the very start.
That must be very strange, kind of walking past an Oakland nightclub and hearing that. Like, yeah, just kind of, I get the sense you're kind of like reluctant, kind of successful musicians.
Yeah. Well, we don't chase fame or anything. No. We want success. We want our band to be well known, but personal fame, it doesn't appeal to us whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's cool to hear it in your local nightclub, because a lot of them songs come from my experiences in that nightclub, like, from being drunk. Because as I always say, Jimmy got lots of musical experience at the same time as I was getting life experience. So that's where the lyrics come from, all the life experiences I was having, all the drinking and all the numerous women, so while Jimmy was in my studio.
Yeah, I am a social introvert. I have no life experience. No, but it is like that, though. I just spend loads of time on trying to, like, refine my production, and Ryan was out, like... Yeah, that's where all the inspiration comes from.
I wasn't into music. I wasn't doing anything. Yeah. I was playing football on the doll.
And I think that's why it's such a good match, because we are so opposite, you know, and we bring the right things to the table together. We're not fighting each other over ideas. If Ryan comes up with lyrics, melodies, I'm not touching them. Mm. That's because that's his jam, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then same, I come up with production ideas, you know, unless they're extremely bad. We'll say something to each other, but it never really is like that. We kind of trust each other in that way, and it's good.
That's why the band works so well, because you always hear bands fighting and stuff, but that's because people don't stay in their lane.
Yeah.
And I have no idea about production, so I'm not going to go to Jimmy and start saying, oh yeah, you need to put some more reverb on that. Like, I don't even know what that is. So
do you just stay out of it completely in terms of the production side of it?
I just stay out of it completely. I write the song, send it to Jimmy. Jimmy does it completely. Then I listen back, and if there's anything I don't like, which is very, very rare, I'll tell him. But I have no technical knowledge of production or anything like that. I'm literally just words. Yeah. That's it. Any technical stuff, I just don't do.
And it's the same with me. I have no idea with lyrics, words, nothing. I just can't do it. But production, I can. And I'm happy to stay like that.
So in terms of kind of that setup then, how does that translate into live gigs? Because you guys are kind of, you've been selling out places in Ireland, and you were saying selling out places in the UK as well, which is phenomenal. What can people expect at a picture list gig?
Well, all of our songs are anthems. They're stadium songs. That's even when we're playing small places like this place today. It's not a huge place. We're actually, the first gig we ever played was in the Academy, which was a sold out Academy. We're the first band to ever sell out the Academy on a debut gig. So I don't know what playing a small gig is like yet. So these are kind of like my first small gigs to play, but the songs still sound massive no matter what, and there's a lot of energy in the songs. They're going to a football match. That's it, because the crowd are always rowdy and the songs are always rowdy, because they're nice romantic songs, but there's a bit of grit in each song as well. So the songs, if they're full of energy, I'd usually be topless halfway through.
what would you kind of take your live performances to be like if you were to describe them?
I don't know, like we are good well rehearsed musicians. we are good well rehearsed musicians, and we put a lot of time into our live performance, and we do play well, and we really enjoy actually playing on stage, and you know, we're not like we're confident in a good way, you know, and we just love the crack, and we love the way, like, it's our songs, like Ryan was saying, our anthems, and people can sing them back, and that's great to hear, like the crowd really get into it. It's like, it's not our songs, it's everyone's songs, you know what I mean? People come there to enjoy the songs before anything else. You know, we're not a band where we have like one song and people come to see that one song and then they go home. Like, every song, they can dance to it, they can move to it, they can sing along, and you know, so that's what it is. Energy.
Yeah, good energy.
Cool. So, you mentioned the album. When is that kind of ETA for that? Do you know?
It's looking like August.
August, so,
yeah.
And any kind of gigging on the back of that then around that time?
I'm sure there will be, Ireland, UK, America, Europe, Asia. Yeah. I know, I'm sure there will be.
Antarctica, yeah. The first, the most sold out gig of a debut artist in Antarctica. But listen, lads, the best of luck with the gig today, and I would say go and enjoy some sun. You're on at 3:30, it's 10:45 now, you've got time.
Hours.
Good time, yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys, thanks.
Thank you very much.